I'm joined over the phone today with a certified lactation consultant with Sanford Health of Northern Minnesota, Sanford Bemidji, Allie Rood. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So when we talk about lactation, that can be a challenge for moms, right?
Yes, definitely. It can be a great challenge in the beginning of their newborn baby's first few days of life.
You know, and I remember a very, very, very fierce reminder about how hard they clamped on at first and how it takes a little there's nothing you can do to prepare for that, right?
No, we do our best to support you and provide some good education so that it's not painful. But yes, sometimes it is pretty difficult, those first two lashes.
Right, right. And, you know, it does get better. It does get better. But, you know, once you get a little used to it, toughen up a little bit. But what should we keep in mind when we are promoting, breastfed babies?
Yes. So help is here and available whether you're a new or experienced parent. So here at Sanford, I'm a lactation consultant with my IBCLC, which is a board certification in lactation. So I'm here to help answer questions, help find good breastfeeding positions, and just kind of help solve any challenges that might arise on your breastfeeding journey. So we just kind of really want parents to reach out and reach out for our services and get some help if they need any help, and kind of not even waiting until just the discouragement sets in, just kind of getting help as you start your breastfeeding journey so you don't encounter any other challenges.
Right, and, you know, it can definitely be discouraging at times, especially for moms like I was that worked a lot, a lot.
Yes. Yep, definitely. We can help kind of with that transition back to work and pumping journey as you start that as well.
Right, and, you know, I felt always a little bit, ashamed and embarrassed at times when I needed to step away from whatever I was doing because it was pumping time.
Yep. Yeah. No, it's just so important to kind of tell your employer, too, that this is something that I need to do. It's all babies need to get fed, and this is the way I choose to feed my baby. So just telling your employer that it is so important for you to get those pumps in during the day, every 3 hours, kind of whatever your pumping journey is at that time. But very important to tell the reason to your employer, too, that it is important to feed your baby.
And, of course, diet comes a big play into, producing good milk. What are some diet tips you can offer breastfeeding moms?
Yeah, so we kind of shoot for about 500 extra calories in a day if you can. Making milk is a lot of calories and takes a lot of calories to make the milk and sustain the milk supply for moms. So the big thing is we encourage is just eating a little bit more calories if you can. And just any snacks kind of helps, just having small nutritious snacks to get those calories in, because sometimes moms just struggle with finding time to eat more.
No, time? Oh, we got loads of it.
Yes, right. We wish we did.
Right, right.
Yeah, so kind of just those snacks and also water, too. Water intake is a big thing. There isn't a certain amount of ounces that we shoot for in a day, just drinking to thirst and making sure you're drinking enough water.
All right, very good, Allie. Well, anything else about how people can get in touch with you if they need your help?
Yes, so I am available by appointment during scheduled clinic hours here at Sanford. So I am at the pediatric kind of walking clinic on 1611 Ann Street. So to reach me, you can call 218-333-6033. So that's my direct lactation line, and we can set up any appointment to help you at all. We can do that during the clinic hours. And then as babies deliver at Sanford, I typically round on every mom who is breastfeeding the days that I'm working. So I'll kind of check in right after you deliver and see if you need any help with breastfeeding and follow up in the days to come too.
All right, very good. I remember my first day at the hospital was a bit of a blur, but...
Yes.
Yeah, I bet it is for a lot of moms.
It sure is, yes. Lots of education and reiterating everything definitely helps, and that's why it kind of helps make those outpatient appointments too, to when you have more time and after you're kind of settled for those first few days, to reiterate some important lactation breastfeeding help.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Allie.
Thank you for having me.